From KXEI Community Media, this is Thesis Thursday. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I like to sit down with our friends from the University of Arizona to talk about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. I'm joined in the studio today with Elizabeth Riddell. Tell us about what you're doing at the U of A.
For the past year, I've been working in the Ronaldson Lab. We've been doing some really interesting research on the blood-brain barrier and how different medications affect it. It's been really enlightening.
I love talking about the blood-brain barrier. I always imagine it's like saran wrap on the brain.
You know, that's really not far off. It is a series of cells that surround the blood vessels in the brain, and they have these really, really tight junctions. And that makes it so that all the stuff that your brain needs can get through, but none of the stuff that it doesn't need can get through. So it really protects your brain cells and all the tissues surrounding it.
What are you doing with it?
We're trying to figure out why opioid pain relievers work better with Tylenol involved. We've always heard, oh, you know, if that doesn't work, just take a little extra Tylenol. The opiate will work better. And we're actually finding that there is a mechanism for that. Acetaminophen, or Tylenol, disrupts a certain protein in these tight junctions that allows more of the opioid pain reliever to get through. It's really fascinating. We're kind of in the initial stages of trying to figure out exactly what's going on, but we're seeing the expression of this protein is much higher when acetaminophen is present. We have several research groups. This lab is so interesting in the fact that it's part neuroscience, part drug discovery, part pharmacology. I've been able to see a whole range of stuff that's going on just in the research of the brain. We have a team that's working on therapeutics for Alzheimer's. We have, I think, two different teams that are working on ischemic stroke. It's just fascinating, all of the research that we have just in this one little lab.
What are your plans for the future?
I was just accepted into the ABBS program at U of A. It's a doctoral program. And I am planning on going into cellular and molecular medicine.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yay. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a dream come true for me. I never thought that I would go to college, much less get accepted into a doctoral program. So like every once in a while, I look at the letter that I have. It's like, wow, that really did happen.
It's real.
Yes, it's real.
What about music? Do you ever listen to music?
Oh, I love music. I absolutely love it. I used to try to play music. I have zero talent whatsoever. Just because of that, I've always really admired people that have that talent. So yeah, I'm always listening to like 80s new wave, or my husband really got me into kind of like modern kind of hard rock. So Shinedown is a favorite band of mine. We've been to see Papa Roach a few times. Yeah, I love music. Absolutely love it.
That is so awesome. Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursdays with us today, Elizabeth. It was great to meet you.
It was great talking to you too, Bridget. Thank you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.